Rigathagach Ogwa trial, Kenya's deputy president sacked by the Senate while in hospital, date modified colon 2024-10-17T21:5136.230Z, description colon in a dramatic day in parliament, senators vote to oust Rigathagach Ogwa following his impeachment, Kenya's deputy president sacked while in hospital, Getty Images. Rigathagach Ogwa was elected on a joint ticket with President William Ruto just over 2 years ago. Kenyan senators have voted to remove Deputy President Rigathagach Ogwa from office despite his failure to testify at his impeachment trial after his lawyer said he had been taken to hospital. In one of the most dramatic days in Kenya's recent political history, Gach Ogwa had been due to appear in the Senate after lunch to defend himself, a day after he had pleaded not guilty to 11 charges. However, Gach Ogwa, popularly known as Riggy G, did not show up and his lawyer requested a postponement saying his client was suffering from chest pains and was being treated by doctors at the Karen Hospital. Senators chose to continue the trial without him, prompting the defense team to leave the chamber. The senator's refusal to delay proceedings until Saturday, as long as would have been legally allowed, shows how determined they were to get rid of Gach Ogwa, several months after he fell out with President William Ruto. Last week, an overwhelming majority of MPs in the National Assembly, the lower house of parliament, voted to impeach him, setting the stage for his two-day trial in the Senate. Gach Ogwa, a wealthy businessman from the vote-rich central Mount Kenya region who was present in the house in the morning, has described the impeachment as a political lynching. Who is Rigathagach Ogwa? Behind the fallout between Kenya's president and his deputy, on Thursday evening, the required two-thirds of the 67 senators upheld 5 charges including inciting ethnic divisions and violating his oath of office, enough for him to be removed from office. He was cleared of 6 charges including corruption and money laundering. This comes just 2 years after Ruto and Gach Ogwa were elected on a joint ticket. The vote draws a line under months of infighting at the top level of government and consolidates Ruto's hold on power. The row came to a head in June when Gach Ogwa, in an act seen as undermining the president, blamed the head of the intelligence agency for not properly briefing Ruto and the government over the magnitude of mass protests against unpopular tax hikes. In a huge blow to his authority, Ruto had just been forced to withdraw the taxes. He sacked his cabinet and brought in members of the opposition to his government. Ruto has not commented on the impeachment of his deputy. At the start of the trial, one of Gach Ogwa's lawyers, Elisha Ongoya, said all of the allegations were either false, ridiculous, or embarrassing. Before the vote, Gach Ogwa had said he would challenge the decision if it passed. A doctor is quoted by the Reuters news agency as saying the 59-year-old had gone to hospital with heart trouble, but was stable and undergoing tests. Kenyan media have already been reporting about his possible replacements, with 4 people mentioned: Murang'a County Governor Irungu Kong Atta, Kirinyaga County Governor Anweguru, Interior Minister Kithure Kindiki, Foreign Affairs Minister Musalia Mudavadi. Additional reporting by the BBC's Jewel Kirayunji in Nairobi. You may also be interested in Kenyan President's Humbling Shows Power of African Youth, New Faces of Protest, Kenya's Gen Z Anti-Tax Revolutionaries, Batons, Tear Gas, Live Fire, Kenyans Face Police Brutality, Getty Images / BBC. Go to bbcafrica.com for more news from the African continent. Follow us on Twitter at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa, or on Instagram at BBCAfrica, BBC Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, Focus on Africa, Kenya Africa.